Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. And on behalf of Father Bob, the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales, the Sisters of St. Joseph, and the Adorers of the Precious Blood, I extend to you a blessed and happy Christmas. This is indeed a huge event for us. It's an event in which we recall the miracle of the Incarnation. Jesus Christ, God Himself, taking on our own form and coming into our world in order for us to be redeemed. And so we come here this evening to celebrate that reality. But I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the challenges that exist in our faith experience, and most especially, the challenges that are very real for us in our world today. When Jesus came into the world, nobody expected him to come as he did. This evening, we're going to bless the Santo Niño, the Holy Child. If there's anyone out there who still has in your possession your Holy Child and you want to bring that child up here for the blessing, feel free to do so. But it's interesting that this God who became like us had to be born in a place where animals stay. No one expected that of the Messiah. So much so that there are still people in our world, our Jewish brothers and sisters, who are still anticipating the first coming of the Messiah. It's a challenge to recognize God when we have a higher expectation of God. But I want to challenge each and every one of us this evening and ask ourselves, what is God's expectation of us? Because God has a desire for us to be present to Him throughout the year, throughout our entire lifetime. That gift of baptism is the gift of eternity that He wants to spend with each and every one of us. And so when we come here this evening, we have to be prepared to ask ourselves, what's my expectation of God? And what is God's expectation of me? Now, interestingly enough, in this evening's gospel, as we listen to it, Jesus Christ, God made man, is born in a stable. And the first people that God announces that to are those people who are out in the fields, tending to the flocks. Not the people in the town, not the people who are comfortable in the hotels, not the people who are preparing for the enrollment, but for those people who are outsiders. That's actually good news. Because God is not afraid to invite us, the outsiders, into His life. That's His expectation. And He wants us to respond with great joy to that. And so we may come here sometimes feeling that we're not worthy. We may come here feeling like outsiders. That's not God's expectation of us. God's expectation of us is to be present here for the very reason to love God. God will continue to love us. That's why He became incarnate for our sake. And so there's nothing here that any one of us could have possibly done that would reject the love of God. This feast that we celebrate today is the feast of our redemption, the feast of our eternity. But it's a feast that we have to constantly make ourselves aware of. Just like over this holiday weekend, we will prepare a feast. We will gather with family and friends. We will feed ourselves. We will enjoy ourselves and have commonality and friendship. That's what we do here as well. So I want to encourage each and every one of us to be mindful of what brings us here in this Eucharist, to open our hearts and our minds to the true love of God, the love of this incarnate God who wants to be present to us constantly. And I want to invite you to keep coming back. Keep coming back to experience and explore this relationship with this good and loving God. Learn to identify who God is. It's not in the grandeur. It's in the simplicity of what we do here this evening. So as we come forward to receive Christ in the Eucharist, let it be our prayer that Christ will receive us. Christ will break through our sinfulness, our feeling of worthlessness or unworthiness, and we will be encouraged and strengthened to continue to learn and understand who God is in our lives.